You're listening to The Space Show with Andrew Rennie. Chris Hadfield is a Canadian astronaut who has made three spaceflights. The first was Space Shuttle mission STS-74, which docked with the Russian space station Mir in 1995. The second was STS-100 in 2001, which saw him install the Canadian-built Canada Arm 2 on the International Space Station. Both of these missions were short-duration flights. On 2012 December 19, Hadfield was launched by a Soyuz rocket from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. This was the start of a five-month stay aboard the International Space Station. On March 13 last year, he assumed command of the station, the first Canadian to do so. In addition to being an expert aviator and respected astronaut, Chris Hadfield is a competent musician, both as a performer and as a songwriter. On this evening's The Space Show, we're going to hear some of his music. Anyone who follows the Canadian space program long knew about Hadfield's musical talents. It was only when, in May last year, Hadfield and Canadian singer-songwriter M. Greiner released a recording with modified lyrics of David Bowie's song Space Oddity that Chris leapt to worldwide fame. We told that story on The Space Show on May the 22nd. Let us now step back in time a little. Canadian Tire is a company with a wide range of interests. These include automotive products, sporting goods, financial services, and apparel. In Canada, it is an institution. By the way, Tire, T is spelled T-I-R-E, not T-Y-R-E. Chris Hadfield wrote and performed this song about Canadian Tire.
Good evening. Good evening. Please sit down. It's not time to go yet. Thank you very much, Mark. Some of what she said was true. I've been around the world a few times, and I've been across this country many times, and I was standing backstage watching some of the great and variety of Canadian talent that's been out here expressing their particular perceptions of life and things that are important to them through actions and words and song. And what is it that really defines us as Canadians? What ties us together as a tribe of people, as a community, and as a nation? And it came to me a few years ago. What exactly is the common denominator that that really makes us all a unified bunch that can cheer for the same side in the Olympics, that can go to the right place to buy coffee, and that will end this presentation this evening. So hopefully this is alive. Now it's alive. And it's a little loud. All right. Life's making a change. All the old values now seem kind of strange. All the old places seem kind of weird. I go to a bar, and girls drink draft beer. What can a man do that's only for men? Where can a guy go to be with his friends? Well, I found a place to rekindle the fire. I go to Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire, the last refuge of men. Fondle the hardware and say hi to friends. Turn away.
Winchester's work boots and wire. I go to Canadian Tire. I went to the opera. I watched the whole works. You know, I got a fresh haircut. My wife chose my shirt. But the seat was too hard and the show was a bore. Hope nobody saw me from down at the store. Cause now that Gretzky's retired and Madden sells shoes, where are Saturday's heroes for us men to choose? You gotta turn off your TV and aim a bit higher. Go on down to Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire, the last refuge of men. The colors of car paint go on without end. Turtle wax, Winchester's, work boots and wire. I go to Canadian Tire. There's one more verse. Well, I stand in the rain and I wait for the bus. And I go to the office, I suppose, cause I must. And the work's on my desk in a gigantic pile. But I'd rather be standing in the sporting goods aisle. But there's only one problem that might buy ahead. If the store should go broke, I'd be better off dead. So quick, grab your wallets, be the next buyer. Support your Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire, the last refuge of men. Handle the lumber and say hi to friends. Turtle wax, Winchester's, work boots and wire. Big finish, I go to Canadian Tire. I go to Canadian Tire.
Thank you. Picture me with five guys trapped with me for 6 months playing that up in orbit for it. Have a great birdstock. It's been a delight to be a little part of it.
Astronaut Chris Hadfield with his own song, Canadian Tire. Hadfield is not the only astronaut with musical skills. United States astronaut Catherine Coleman is a flautist, and she played occasionally on the space station. We've had Katie, as she is usually called, play her music on previous space shows. Sally Ride was one of the first group of female astronauts recruited by NASA and became the first American female to fly in space. In 2012, she succumbed to cancer. Shortly after Sally's death on July the 23rd, Katie Coleman and Chris Hadfield performed Ride On. This song was written as a tribute to Sally Ride.
Katie and I have had fun writing music and playing music for a long time. Can you just write on? Sure. Okay, we're going to do an Irish tune, actually. Christy Moore, too. One of the real pioneers of space flight died a few days ago. This song's called Ride On.
So this one for Sally Ride.
Sure, you ride the finest horse I've ever seen. Standing 16 water two, eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. See
Bare Naked Ladies is a Canadian rock band. Despite their name, they consist of four men, and they certainly don't perform naked. The group formed in 1988 and have had a string of hit singles. They have won multiple Juno Awards and have been nominated for Grammy Awards. Their style is described as lighthearted and comedic. They have sold over 15 million records. When the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation wanted to promote musical education in the nation's schools, they contacted the Canadian Space Agency. They hoped to use space as a theme to excite and inspire students. The obvious choice was to engage the services of their musical astronaut. Hadfield contacted Ed Robertson, a member of the Bare Naked Ladies. Together, they hatched a collaboration. Fortunately, the CBC recorded the start of this partnership.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, go for main engine start. Five, four, three, two, one, and liftoff.
How are you, Chris? Nice to see you, too.
Glad we have a chance to meet up person to person.
Yeah, me too. You're getting close to launch.
Yeah, it is. Well, I actually have to be ready to launch on the 15th of July because I'm the backup for the crew that goes in.
Wow.
So hopefully it won't go that way because, you know, I want to go on time.
Yeah,
with the guys that I've trained with, but I have to be ready.
We do the same thing in music.
Yeah.
Alan Doyle's got a show in Toronto, and I'm standing by.
Just a problem. Case.
Yeah.
So you want to grab the guitar, or what do you want to do?
Sure.
So I think if we keep going down the path we're doing, get something together, you get a formalized version of it, you know, complete end to end that then can be added to. So I'm not trying to set a rhythm or a basic sequence or anything.
Yeah.
And then add to it when I'm in orbit. And then have it available for when people want it. I think that'll work.
I don't know what the end result here is, but I hope we can get a final version that has me playing in Toronto, you playing in space, kids singing all across the country, all layered in together. I think that'd be so cool.
Sure. So, you know all the words?
Not quite,
I got them here.
But...
solid fuel and wire, turn the key and light the fire. We're leaving Earth today. This rocket's burning bright, and soon we're out of sight and orbiting in space. Push back in my seat, look out my window, there goes home. Luke, how's his everybody, anybody ever knew? So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna come back soon.
Good start. I like
it's
not
it. Not a bad start, right?
So this is this verse I wrote in the back of the car driving here.
Okay.
So it goes like this.
18,000 miles an hour, feel a rumbling power. Earth is racing past. At half a thousand tons, 90 minutes
since moon to sun. Can anything be going this fast?
So that's a
that's great.
Verse.
Oh, that's really good.
Something like that, anyway.
I like you singing up high like that, too. Anytime I've ever heard you sing, you're really low.
Yeah.
But that's good.
So I don't know where we're going to see each other face-to-face next. I'm back in Canada a little bit in the fall for a few days, and that's about it.
Well, if you're back in the fall, we should try to meet.
That would be
then.
Great. It'll
otherwise,
be,
the email's working great, so
yeah,
we'll just forge ahead.
Imagine what it's going to be like hearing a bunch of kids singing along to this with the imagery that's going to be played along with this music, and hopefully some of the thoughts we can engender. It's a fun thing to be part of. In the mix of everything else, this is a good project.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. This is going to make one heck of a YouTube clip, right, Bruce?
I think so. Above average.
Astronaut Chris Hadfield and Bare Naked Ladies musician Ed Robertson workshopping an educational song in May of 2012. With a song written and rehearsed, Chris Hadfield continued his training for his long-duration space flight. On 2012 December 19, he and two fellow astronauts were lofted into space by a Soyuz rocket from Kazakhstan. Shortly afterwards, their Soyuz TMA-07M spacecraft docked with the International Space Station 400 kilometers above the Earth. Within days, Hadfield had found the space station's resident Vancouver-built guitar and was recording himself singing. This effort, Jewel in the Night, was recorded on 2012 Christmas Eve. Note the whir of the space station's ventilation fans in the background.
Jewel in the Night. First recording from space station, really?
So bright, jewel in the night, there in my window below. So bright, dark as the night, with all of our cities aglow. It's long been our way to honor this day and offer goodwill to men. Come round to Christmas again. So far shines every star, there without limit to see. So grand, far away land, beckoning, calling to thee. And let it be shown wherever we go in all of the wonders above. With all that we bring, there's no finer thing than this message, this promise of love. A love for the families that gather below, for the stranger that you never know, for those who aren't with you, who wander above. So bright, jewel in the night, there lies the cradle we knew, home of all that we love. Us all that we know, and never cease this message of peace from Bethlehem so long ago, and never cease this message of peace from Bethlehem so long ago.
Hadfield's first recording aboard the International Space Station, 2012, December the 24th. With Canadian Space Agency support, time was found in the busy space station schedule for the Earth Space musical collaboration with the Bare Naked Ladies. By now the song had a name, ISS. This is both a play on the name of humanity's orbital outpost, International Space Station, and on the educational objectives of the project, Is Anybody Singing? A children's choir was roped in, the Wexford Gleeks, and on 2013, February the 12th, all was ready.
Welcome to the cupola, ready to play a little music.
Indeed. Your scenery looks a little nicer than ours. Have you got everything you need? Do you have your trusty floating guitar pick with you? Excellent. Mine is subject to gravity. Yeah, I know, yours matches your mission patch. Gleeks, are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah!
Chris, ready to go?
Yes, Ed, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
On solid fuel wires, turn the key and light the fire. We're leaving Earth today. This rocket's burning bright. We'll soon be out of sight and orbiting in space. Push back in my seat. Look out my window. There it goes home. That ball of shiny blue. Houses everybody, anybody ever knew. So sing your song. I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening. I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station. You know why I want to get back soon.
18,000 miles an hour, fueled by science and solar power. The ocean's racing past. At half a thousand tons, 90 minutes moon to sun. A bullet can't go half this fast.
Floating from my seat, look out my window. There goes home. That brilliant ball of blue is where I'm from and also where I'm going to. So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening. I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station. You know why I wanna get back soon. All black and white just fades to gray. Where the sun rises 16 times a day.
You can't make out borders from up here. Just a spinning ball. Tiny atmosphere.
Push back in my seat. Look out my window. Here it comes home. What once was fueled by fear now has 15 nations orbiting together here. So sing your song, I'm listening.
out there stars are listening. I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon. Yeah, you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon.
Music commissioned by CBC Music, the Coalition for Music Education, and the Canadian Space Agency. The aim was to celebrate music education in schools across Canada. It was performed on February the 12th last year by Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, the Bare Naked Ladies, and the Wexford Geeks. Hadfield was 400 kilometres above the Earth, travelling at 28,000 kilometres per hour aboard the International Space Station. The Bare Naked Ladies and the Wexford Geeks were in a Canadian television studio. Somehow the technical wizards in the CBC managed to get the sound all synchronised. Well, naturally, the event was well publicised in Canada. Here's an example with a guest appearance by William Shatner.
This is Shatner. Do you hear me?
Mr. Shatner, this is the Space Research Vessel, ISS, in Earth orbit.
The actor and the astronaut, William Shatner and Chris Hadfield, comparing notes today about life in space.
The view that they used to put in for us watching Star Trek of how the world looks out of Sulu and Chekhov's windows there, that's how the world looks. All you have to do is flip yourself upside down, and suddenly the rest of the universe is right there at your feet.
And making plans to meet again, feet firmly on the ground.
You ought to come to my cottage and sit on a porch. I would love the chance to talk with you about this and compare notes.
Northern Ontario is
a fabulous experience.
I look forward to meeting you in person and sitting down with a whiskey and a cigar.
Well, that was certainly an only in Canada moment. Canada's most famous TV captain chatting along with Canada's man in space. As we've been seeing for weeks now, Chris Hadfield has an extraordinarily busy schedule aboard the International Space Station, but he's made time for a project very close to his heart. Hadfield has co-written a song that reaches from the Earth to the sky and far beyond. Here's Deanna Sumanak now on the making of Is Someone Singing.
Push back in my seat, look out my window, there it goes home.
It's one of those classic songs about a musician on the road missing the life back home. Except this time, the musician is Chris Hadfield, and the road, space. It all happened because of new technology and a bare naked lady.
When Chris Hadfield calls and says, hey, I want to write a song with you, you gotta clear your schedule for that.
Ed Robertson and Hadfield have known each other for years, but when the two started writing the song, Robertson was in for a surprise.
I figured that meant, will you write a song for me? You know? So I came up with an idea.
This rocket's burning bright.
And I said, okay, well, I'd like the second verse to be more technical. So in your training, keep an eye out for speeds and weights. A couple days later, he sent me back the second verse, and it was great.
18,000 miles an hour, feel the rumbling power.
So how do you make music in orbit? The song was written on Earth, but Hadfield recorded his voice and guitar parts at the International Space Station. The recording was then fed to a studio, where Robertson mixed in his own voice and the voices of the high school choir, the Wexford Gleeks. In all his years of making music, Robertson had seen nothing quite like this.
When I started this band, I didn't have a cell phone, and nobody had really heard of the internet, you know, and now I can work with a man who's in space and make a music track together. It's pretty incredible.
For Canada's Man in Space, being a rock musician in space is yet another dream come true.
Get back soon.
Deanna Sumanak, CBC News, Toronto.
Well, Chris Hadfield went on to record another musical collaboration. This time it was with fellow Canadian singer-songwriter M. Grinan. They did a variant of David Bowie's 1969 song Space Oddity. In May last year, just days before Hadfield returned to Earth, it became a worldwide sensation. Now, you can listen to our May 22 Space Show documentary about Space Oddity by visiting our Space Show website at http://www.southernfm.com.au/space. So that's www.southernfm, one word lowercase, southernfm.com.au/space. And then looking for the 2013's documentaries page. Well, this program was researched, written, and produced by Andrew Rennie.
Reaching into your community, the Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.